The LAS fight keeps going and going and going, and Patco questions the FAA's sanity. And oops, it's not nice to fool with the NTSB. This is Aero News for Friday, March 22, 2013. I'm Glenn Moyer. Beechcraft Corporation has filed suit in the Court of Federal Claims to contest the U.S. Air Force's decision to lift the stay of performance of the light air support contract while the Government Accountability Office continues to review Beechcraft's protest of the award to Embraer and Sierra Nevada Corporation. A GAO ruling on Beechcraft's protest of this procurement is expected within 90 days. The U.S. Air Force awarded the contract to Brazilian plane maker Embraer and their U.S. partner Sierra Nevada Corporation for a second time last month. The contract had initially been awarded in December 2011, an award that was challenged by then Hawker Beechcraft. After the United States Air Force agreed to rebid the contract for 20 light air support airplanes to be used in Afghanistan, Embraer and SNC again were awarded the business last month, and Embraer almost immediately signed a lease with the Jacksonville Airport Authority in Jacksonville, Florida, for a hangar in which to assemble the aircraft. Beechcraft then filed a stop work order with the Government Accountability Office, saying the DOD had chosen a more expensive, less capable airplane. The Air Force, however, said, quote, "This award is the result of a full and open competition," end quote. Even Beechcraft's CEO commented on the care and professionalism of the United States Air Force's selection process. In fact, this was a completely new evaluation process conducted by a new team and overseen by a three-star general. The Pentagon this week overrode the stop work order, citing, quote, "unusual and compelling circumstances," unquote, and Beechcraft called the decision, quote, unquote, "misguided," and said they would consider their options in how to proceed. Those options now include the filing of a federal lawsuit. In a statement, Embraer said that they are continuing to move forward with its contractual obligations to support the light air support program. The Professional Air Traffic Controllers Organization, PATCO, issued a statement Thursday following Wednesday's vote in the U.S. Senate on the continuing resolution that will keep the government operating through the end of September, but which did not include an amendment to preserve the contract tower program. Quote, "The decision by Secretary of Transportation Ray LaHood and FAA Administrator Michael Huerta to close down over 173 federal contract towers due to sequestration is insane, unjustified, absurd, and needs to be stopped," end quote, the statement says. Geez, I wonder how they really feel about this. The statement continues, quote, "Contrary to what the FAA says, the closing of these towers will seriously jeopardize air safety and the overall efficiency of the national airspace system. Beyond the tower closure, the rippling effect will cause confusion, serious delays, and loss of revenues to local airports and the business community as a whole," end quote. The statement concludes by asking, again, quoting, "Where is the FAA's sanity on this issue?" end quote. The NTSB is reportedly unhappy with Boeing officials over the plane maker's March 15th briefing held in Japan and outlining plans to get the 787 Dreamliners flying again. In a letter dated Thursday, NTSB General Counsel David Token told Boeing officials that the plans discussed at the briefing were, quote, "inconsistent with our expectations," end quote, about the potential fix, and that Boeing did not inform the board what it intended to tell investors in Japan. Bloomberg News reports that comments from Boeing executives appeared to be inconsistent with the public positions taken by the NTSB on the issue. In particular, Mike Sennett, the chief project engineer for the Dreamliner, said there had been, quote-unquote, "no thermal runaway" in the battery cells as defined by Boeing. The NTSB's report said the battery fire aboard the JAL 787 in Boston was caused by, quote, "thermal runaway," unquote. The FAA has signed off on Boeing's plan to retest the battery system. DOT Secretary Ray LaHood said earlier this month that, quote, "this comprehensive series of tests will show us whether the proposed battery improvements will work as designed. We won't allow the plane to return to service until we're satisfied that the new design ensures the safety of the aircraft and its passengers," end quote. The battery system improvements include a redesign of the internal battery components to minimize initiation of a short circuit within the battery, better insulation of the cells, and the addition of a new containment and venting system. NASA Administrator Charles Bolden, offered congratulations to the Bezos Expeditions team that has successfully recovered two Apollo F1 engines from the bottom of the Atlantic Ocean. In a prepared statement, Bolden said, quote, "Nearly 1 year ago, Jeff Bezos shared with us plans to recover F1 engines that helped power Apollo astronauts to the moon in the late 1960s and early 1970s. We share the excitement expressed by Jeff and his team in announcing the recovery of two of the powerful Saturn V first-stage engines from the bottom of the Atlantic Ocean. This is a historic find, and I congratulate the team for its determination and perseverance in the recovery of these important artifacts of our first efforts to send humans beyond Earth orbit. We look forward to the restoration of these engines by the Bezos team and applaud Jeff's desire to make these historic artifacts available for public display." When Aero News continues, another night air show added to AirVenture. Airlines for America says no more taxes. And if only he were an Irish setter.
Diamond Aircraft's D-Jet is the ultimate private aircraft for the owner-flown market, offering simplicity of operation, safety, and affordability. Imagine starting the turbine with a simple push of a button. Push the single-lever throttle forward. Monitor your flight on the cutting-edge G1000 with integrated autopilot and enjoy the reliability, performance, smoothness, and quiet of turbine power. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3222.
Aero News continues now for Friday, March 22nd. I'm Glenn Moyer. The EAA AirVenture Oshkosh Night Air Show, one of the most popular additions to the world's greatest aviation celebration lineup over the past quarter century, will be even bigger in 2013 with the addition of a second night show scheduled for Wednesday, July 31st. Some of the performers already committed to both night shows in Oshkosh are the Aeroshell aerobatic team in their T-6s, Bob Carlton in his jet sailplane, Matt Yonkin in the Beach 18, Gene Soucy in his Showcat, and Steve Oliver in a Super Chipmunk, among others. Each of the night air shows will conclude with a thunderous fireworks display that's been termed one of the best in the entire Midwest. All of the afternoon and night air shows at EAA AirVenture are presented by Rockwell Collins. The inaugural EAA AirVenture Night Air Show in 2010 was an instant hit, drawing tens of thousands of people to the flight line for an unmatched display of piloting skills and dazzling light in the twilight over Oshkosh. The second night show is now being added in response to EAA members and attendees who said they missed the show because they attended AirVenture earlier in the week. Airlines for America, A4A, has released a statement supporting calls for efficiency improvements within the TSA while strongly urging House Republicans not to punish passengers, shippers, and airlines by doubling the TSA passenger security tax in their budget proposal. A4A President and CEO Nicholas E. Calio said, quote, "Air travel today is already taxed at a federal rate higher than those for alcohol and tobacco, products that are taxed to discourage their use. It's illogical that the House Republican budget would single out the airline industry for a tax hike that Congress has rejected on five previous occasions. It's a lose-lose for passengers, airlines, and the economy," end quote. Calio noted that TSA's budget has increased by 18% since 2007, yet passenger traffic has decreased over that time. Language included in the House Republican budget proposal notes this as well, but despite that, still suggests increasing TSA taxes from $2.50 to $5 per flight, costing airline passengers more than $730 million annually in addition to the $2.3 billion already paid today. Some United Airlines baggage handler is likely in the doghouse after an English Springer Spaniel wound up flying from New Jersey to Ireland instead of to Phoenix, where its family was waiting. Fortunately, the airline quickly realized its mistake and took steps to get the dog, named Hendrix, back to owner Meredith Grant. The Associated Press reports UA spokeswoman Megan McCarthy said Grant's mother, Edith Lombardo Albach, who was still in New York, was contacted immediately when the mistake was discovered, about 7 minutes before the plane was due to land in Phoenix. ABC News reports that the cage carrying Hendrix was properly marked for Phoenix, where the family was in the process of moving, but a mix-up occurred and the dog flew to Shannon, Ireland for St. Patrick's Day before arriving finally at Sky Harbor Airport. Lombardo Albach said that when she got the call, Her husband and daughter were already at Sky Harbor Airport awaiting for Hendricks to arrive. The two had flown to Phoenix earlier on a U.S. Airways flight, but that airline does not accept pets as cargo, so the family made arrangements for Hendricks to fly to Phoenix on his own on United. Hendricks had a 7-hour flight to Shannon, Ireland, a 2-hour layover, and then another 7-hour flight back to Newark before finally getting on a plane to Phoenix. Ruh-roh! While the airline offered the family a full refund, Lombardo Allback told ABC News that someone should lose their job over the mix-up. If not, quote, there are going to be problems, end quote, she said. You know, I can appreciate the family's anger, but hey, how many pets get a free flight to Ireland on St. Patrick's Day? I guess we can chalk it up to the luck of the Irish. Or, if you can stand one more bad pun, Hendricks' mishap may just prove to be the Lombardo Allback family's pot of gold, if you get my meaning. I'm Glenn Moyer. Thanks for listening. You're now cleared for departure.